It's time for our monthly meetup with Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone, sheriff of the fourth most populous county in the U.S. Sheriff, good morning. As the city of Phoenix is now under a judge's order to clear hundreds of people from the Zone homeless camp by November 4th, we wanted to ask how your deputies deal with homeless camps on county islands and in the cities and towns that your deputies patrol.
It's a fine line because whenever we're dealing with those circumstances, we have to have a crime before we can really act on something. But the challenge, I think this ruling yesterday is so significant, is that there are not only, you know, homeowners, but there are business owners who are adversely impacted by these, you know, these pop-up communities of the homeless. And it's not that we don't have a heart for trying to help. But at the end of the day, if their presence in that space is undermining an individual's ability to run their business and to, you know, to earn a living, well, that's extremely problematic. So we just try to find that space within it where we can connect them with the resources. Obviously, we see a lot of homeless coming through our jail population as they leave. What can we do to have a, you know, what we call a warm handshake, hand them off to somebody who maybe could help place them, care for them if they have medical needs, and find employment if possible. But at the end of the day, a good portion of that population is devastated in ways that makes it really difficult for us to rehabilitate them in short time frames. So we're just thankful for a lot of the organizations that are helping with that cause.
Sheriff, State Senate President Warren Peterson says people who refuse help in the Zone should be arrested. Would your jails be able to handle that?
No, that's a ridiculous response. And it's just the cost of the taxpayers would be absurd to think that the alternative for homelessness is incarceration. Again, if there's a crime committed, then absolutely we're going to have the space and we're going to make it work. But if you're going to just try to make us a homeless shelter out of circumstance and convenience, then you're not really doing your job because you're forcing it on the law enforcement. And trust me when I tell you, our men and women have enough responsibilities as it stands. But please don't burden us with additional things that are social issues that need a more comprehensive solution.
But if you don't make, you know, homeless urban camping illegal, you're also not getting at the heart of the problem, are you? He's only talking about the people who refuse help, who refuse that mental health help that's out there, and also, you know, drug and alcohol rehabilitation help.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a lot of things illegal with the expectation that suddenly that form of punishment is going to change behavior, but it's not. At some point in time, that person is still going to be released into the community with the same issues and challenges. And all we've done is kind of, you know, we're on a hamster wheel running in circles. It doesn't make sense. And it's not easy. I've spent a lot of time with St. Vincent de Paul, with the facility just west of us. I've toured it just, you know, a few weeks ago in the exceptional work that they're doing. Homelessness is, as I said, a comprehensive problem. So if folks want to sit down at the table and work on short and long-term solutions with the hope of mitigating and reducing that population, then I think we can make some headway. But if your expectation is suddenly we're going to just take a magic wand and wave it and all the homeless folks will be gone, that's not realistic. But incarceration is not going to be the solution to that problem. It's just going to create a tax burden on our taxpayers, and that's not fair to them.
Sheriff, our other news story this morning, big news story, is some changes as far as immigration and border security goes. And Fox News reporter Bill Malugin has been told by CBP sources that in the last 24 hours, there were more than 10,000 migrant encounters at our southern border. That would bring us back to the all-time record high levels we saw in May. And now we also had reports of 7,000 or more migrants crossing per day in the Tucson sector last week. So does the president protecting half a million Venezuelans from deportation and giving them the right to work, does that help things or make things worse?
I don't think that it, again, it's a Band-Aid in a moment that doesn't really move the meter in our efforts to solve that problem. I don't want to compare to the homeless issue, but there are similarities. And at the end of the day, in my opinion, the border issue is one that if we work together, we can absolutely have a positive impact for the benefit of our nation as well as those who enter lawfully into our country. You know, sending more resources to the border right now and the military deploying there to be support services is wonderful. But if it's not a sustainable, you know, operation, if it's not a sustainable model, right back for weeks. So my frustration lies when I hear, and you've heard me speak on this before, legislators or those in power to do things to make change through legislation to improve the quality of life for the citizens of our nation. Do your damn job. Enough is enough. And even when I hear them, you know, oh, we're going to shut the country down with a budget and all these other veiled threats as if it empowers them in some way beyond their status, solve some problems for us. you know, just put your nose to the grindstone, do the work, and the border issue needs to be resolved. It's affecting the safety, the well-being, and just the economic status of our nation in so many ways. The drain on resources is unsustainable. So, yes, we'll be welcoming. Yes, we'll be a thoughtful, respectful country that respects the rights of everyone, whether they're coming to visit lawfully or they're citizens. But this has been an issue for far too long, and I'm fed up with it. I want to see some changes.
Real quickly, we have about 30 seconds left here. Sheriff Paul Penzone, the drug-sniffing canines working at your jails have been on the job for about a month now. How's that going?
First of all, I never answer any questions quickly. You know that about me. Secondly, the dogs are actually just, you know, they're finishing up their training and they're getting to work. So they're still kind of in the infancy stage. But the issues in the jails, the men and women have done an exceptional job driving, increasing the seizures, driving down overdoses and loss of life in the jail. But it is it's an ongoing challenge, a day-to-day proposition. But I'm really proud of the work they're doing.
All right. Can we call them probationary pups at this point?
Yes, they got to earn their star.
The probies? Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. That is Sheriff Paul Penzone of Maricopa County.